Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We've got a story about how a spelling mistake ended a massive bank heist. Last month, hackers broke into the system of Bangladesh's central bank, and then the hackers requested money transfers, from an account the Bangladesh bank had at the New York Federal Reserve. So stick with me here, because these hackers were able to steal $81 million before the spelling mistake we're about to hear about. Mike Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, and he joins us now from New York. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so a spelling mistake, explain.
Well, it's funny, you know, in newsrooms, there's a saying that everyone needs an editor, and clearly even crooks need an editor, I guess, because what happened, and this is a developing story. This is some new information coming out today from Reuters about how they had several successful wire transfers out of the Federal Reserve account of the Bangladesh Central Bank. But one of the transfers where they were trying to get money out of the account misspelled the name of a nonprofit group called the Shalika Foundation. They misspelled the word foundation. And there are banks along the line that handle the routing of money in a transfer like this. And one of them, Deutsche Bank, saw the typo and they called the Bangladesh Central Bank and said, you know, is this what's going on with this? And that's when the whole thing was discovered, because they obviously had not really initiated this transfer.
I see. So it had to go through several other systems, including Deutsche Bank, as you just said. So the Bangladeshi government, though, is blaming the New York Fed for not stopping the attack. I mean, shouldn't it have been noticed at the Fed first?
You know, that's the big question I think everyone has. And the Fed hasn't said a lot about it. A spokesman told Bloomberg that, you know, the instructions to make the payments followed all the standard protocols, and they were authenticated by what's called a SWIFT code, which is the code you need to make an international wire transfer like this. And the Fed said there were no signs that their systems were hacked by anyone. But still, it is obviously putting the Fed under a lot of scrutiny for how they could let this happen.
Right. I mean, the devil is always in the details, isn't it?
I mean,
now, the Bangladeshi bank says it has recovered some of the money that was stolen of the $81 million. Any chance that they could get all of it back?
Right. Some money was recovered from an account in Sri Lanka. It's believed a lot of the money ended up in the Philippines. This is where this whole story originated, is the gaming regulator in the Philippines said that it noticed as much as $100 million in suspicious funds were showing up in bank accounts of three casinos in the country. And the Philippine Daily Inquirer, the newspaper there, has reported that the money was basically converted into Filipino pesos in the account of a businessman whose job is to fly sort of high rollers, gamblers in and out of the Philippines. So it does seem like they know where a lot of this money is, and it does seem like there's a chance that they'll get a lot of it back.
Right. Mike, we've just got a couple seconds left, but I've got to wonder, I mean, if the hackers originally attacked Bangladesh's central bank, are central banks around the world now taking a closer look at their own systems?
I would assume so. I think that's a safe assumption, as are commercial banks everywhere. Cybercrime is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, issues that every bank, from J.P. Morgan to Bank of America, they're all spending a lot of money and really studying this issue hard, because they've all, if not all of them, most of them have had issues already.
Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.